It's time to do battle.
Chris and Doc's Battle of the Sexes on Big Country 92.5 KTWB.
And we have our contestants on the line. We've got Lou representing the ladies. Lou, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing this morning, Lou?
I'm driving to work.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Ophthalmology Limited.
Mm. Oh, eyeballs. Do they creep you out still, or did you get over that?
I got over that.
Okay, good.
Okay. And we have Ethan representing the men. Ethan, good morning.
Morning.
What are you doing this morning, Ethan?
Heading to work.
How do things look? Are they clear? Are they blurry? Do you need any
ophthalmological work?
See, I'm trying to make a connection here.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Are they okay?
Pretty clear.
Okay, pretty clear.
Pretty clear. All right.
All right, here is your first question. Ethan, are you ready?
Yes.
According to Forbes magazine, who is the current most powerful woman in the world? Is it Hillary Clinton, Angela Merkel, or Michelle Obama?
You have to pick one of those.
All right, let's go with Hillary Clinton.
Incorrect.
Sorry, that's incorrect. It is the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, Ethan is down one. Well, he's not down one yet. If you get this right, he's down one.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I am.
November is the official month for this men-only activity, Lou. Is it National Bachelor Month, National Strip Club Month, or National Mustache Month?
Oh, my. It's probably National Mustache Month.
That's correct.
It's Movember.
It's actually Movember, we call it. So.
Uh-huh. All right, Ethan, no pressure, but all the pressure's on you right now. You only
got
get
it.
Two questions, so
yep.
If this is...
Yep, if you get this one wrong, we're done, and Lou wins. If you get it right, we got a tie game. We move on to the next question.
Evaporated milk is milk with 60% of what removed? Is it water, fat, or calories? Evaporated milk.
Boy, you really like to think about your answers
are a
there.
You thinker.
Water.
Water is correct.
Ah, tie game, tie game. All right, Lou, your chance to take it all here if you get this next one right. According to research, I don't know from where, but somebody did this. What's the number one trait that a man needs to be a good leader? Does a man need to be a good listener? Does he need the ability to delegate authority? Or does he have to have a huge ego?
To be a good leader?
To be
I'm
a good leader.
Say listener.
Being a good listener? I'm sorry. It's the obvious answer. He has to have a huge ego.
Really?
Yeah.
To be a good leader.
That's why neither one of us is a leader, Chris.
Huh. All right, Lou, Ethan, stay right where you are. You've won some fabulous parting gifts, courtesy of Sweet Sweat Sauna Studio and KTWB. That's Battle of the Sexes on the Chris and Doc Show.
You're listening to the Chris and Doc Show on Big Country 92.5 KTWB.